Today's reading starts in Luke chapter 12, verse 35. Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 35. Stay dressed for action, and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch, or in the third, and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant says to himself, My master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand more. The message of Jesus here is one of diligence. Diligence in doing the things that you know the Master requires of you. So, most of us have experience working a job. We go to that job and we know what our assigned duties are. And our manager doesn't have to come around at every hour of the day and tell you, this is what I want you to do this hour. You know what needs to be done. So, whether he's there, or whether he goes off and, I don't know, he's conducting business elsewhere or he's gone to a meeting, you know what your objectives are, the things that you have to do. Now, the problem is people tend to get a little lazy. They get to that point where they think that no one is watching, or they think that they can get away with slacking off a little bit. And so they stop being quite so diligent. They slow down the work process, or they start goofing off. They start doing things that, well, if the manager was there, they would get rebuked for doing. And so Jesus is talking about diligence. Will you be diligent all the way until the master comes? When the master comes, will he find you ready, whether it's the second watch or the third watch? In other words, you know, deeper and deeper into the night, the third watch might be the very early hours of the way we do our clocks today, the, you know, maybe like that 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. time period. Now, honestly, if I've got to stay awake till 3 or 4 or 5 a.m., I'm going to have a tough time. But he says, this is a little bit different circumstance. This is not you staying awake every night. This is you know that the master's coming at some point. You don't know when, but you know he's coming, and so you have to be ready. He's been off at this wedding feast. So the point is, if you know he's coming, then don't you want to be found as a good servant when he arrives? You know, if you're there to readily open the door for him when he comes in, take care of him, then you're going to have his approval. But if he has to beat on that door and holler and scream to get you to come open the door, then he's not going to be very happy with you. See, he's just using something that we can relate to. He's using something that we can apply because we've been in either that job environment or an environment where we've worked for someone, or at the time period, perhaps that master and servant relationship. And so His point then is of this diligence. You know that at some point the master's coming. And so he also relates in verse 39 this idea of the thief. You know, if you know when a thief is coming, you're not going to leave your house so that it can be broken into. Just another idea about, you know, not knowing exactly when things are going to happen. But he says, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Now, it's interesting that he states it that way, because it implies that there might be some expectation that exists. It's just not going to be accurate. It's not going to be right. You know, I think about the parable of the virgins, where some were prepared and some were not prepared. The ones that were not prepared, what made them unprepared was that it took longer for the bridegroom to come than they expected. And so they didn't have enough oil to wait for him. And so they were found lacking in that regard. So if there's an expectation, realize that our expectation is going to be inaccurate. And lots of people make predictions about the end. How many times have you heard somebody say, the world's going to end on this specific date, and it's been wrong every time? And this should give us an indicator. If somebody says the world's going to end on this date, it's not likely. They're not going to be correct. It's just a false prophecy. Now, Peter asks this question, you know, are you telling this parable for us, as in, you know, his close disciples, or for all disciples? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household? You know, somebody who's faithful and wise and set over a household is somebody that has been given a level of trust. They've been entrusted with something very important, the management of that household. But he says, there's a problem when that person who's been given that trust breaks the trust. So there's two possibilities. They can be faithful with that trust and they will be blessed, or they can be unfaithful, as he begins to describe in verse 45, when they say, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants to eat and drink and get drunk. There is a level of trust that has been placed on those close disciples who would become his apostles. A greater amount of work, a greater amount of responsibility. Likewise, today, those of us who teach the word, we are given a greater amount of responsibility. Those of us who shepherd the flock of God, that we've been given a greater level of responsibility. And so he says, everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And when you're given that responsibility, then it increases the requirement. Now, we shouldn't take that as an excuse to avoid responsibility, but just to realize the implications of that responsibility. Make no mistake, though, God has communicated his will to us. And since he has communicated that will to us, we have a responsibility to be faithful to that will. He is the master and we are the servant. And if we don't work to fulfill that will, then we'll be found lacking. We will be found unfaithful. And that's when the judgment comes upon us. That's really what we need to be thinking about today. Am I in this for the long haul? Am I in it for the long game? Am I going to have the endurance to finish the race? I need to make sure that each and every day I'm exercising diligence and self-control, that when the master comes, we are found faithful. And so that should be our prayer as well, that we're mindful of his will in all circumstances, that we might be found faithful in all things when he comes. This does not take away the grace and mercy of God, but God does communicate to us so that we can fulfill that will, and then we can ask for forgiveness when we have not been able to. That's part of the whole picture of our salvation. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.